All right, turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, and go to verse 13. The title of my sermon is Don't Be an Anarchist. And let me repeat, don't be an anarchist. The Bible teaches that government is something that is ordained by God. And obviously we know sometimes they can overstep their boundaries and get a little bit too excessive or authoritarian or whatever you want to call it. But the Bible does teach that the concept of government is something that is ordained by God and taught clearly in the Bible. So in 1 Peter chapter 2, it says in verse 13, "Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God that with well-doing he put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God." Now, notice, first of all, in verse 13 where it says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, that's a commandment of God. So if you're not doing that, you're disobeying the Bible, right? So God says to obey the ordinances of man. Obviously, we know that also if something contradicts what the Bible says, like if the government tells you to not preach the gospel or something, obviously you go with what the Bible says over that, because the Bible says we ought to obey man or ought to obey God rather than man. Sorry. But in general, if something doesn't contradict the Bible or go against the commandments of God, the Bible says that we should submit ourselves to those things. Now, the Bible also tells us Romans chapter 13, verse 4, "For he is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil." So the Bible also teaches that the purpose of government, the reason why God has established government, is for the punishment of evildoers, which we see in the text right here in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 14. It says, "Unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers," right? So why does God send people to be governors and kings and things like this? For the punishment of evildoers, right? He's given commandments in his word where if somebody commits adultery, they should be put to death. If somebody commits murder, they should be put to death. Capital punishment, but also just other things like paying fines or being scourged and things like that. And then Romans 13, it says, again, that he is a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Now, there's this movement today where a lot of people are just against all authority, and they're just against all types of government and all types of authority, whether it's government, but also whether it's in the family or wherever it is. A lot of people are anarchists. You know, they're against having rulers. They're against having government. And this is not a biblical attitude. And the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10, "But chiefly them that walk after the flesh and the lusts of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities." And then the parallel passage, which is in Jude, verse 8, the Bible says, "Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities." So notice that 2 Peter 2, which is talking about false prophets, and Jude, which is talking again about false prophets and people that creep in unawares, both these passages, talking about these wicked reprobates, one of the characteristics that it says of these people is that they despise governments or despise dominion, right? So we ought not to be like them and have the same attitude as them. And it's no surprise that when you look at all these like anarchists, like terrorist groups like Antifa or whatever, half of them are sodomites, right? Because that's just how they are. They're just against authority. They don't want people to tell them what to do. They want to just abuse people and just commit all this abomination without any consequences. That's why they're anarchists, because they don't want punishment for their sin, right? Now, let me also remind you, just on a last note, that when Jesus Christ comes back, the Bible says that he's going to rule with a rod of iron. And let me also remind you what we typically call the government of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, as the Bible also calls it. And the Bible says we will rule as kings with him, right? In Revelation and many other places, the Bible teaches us. So it sounds like God is approving of government to me, because he says, you know, he's going to rule on this earth himself, and we're going to rule and reign with him with a rod of iron. So let's bow our head and have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity to preach, and I pray, God, that you please fill every other preacher with the Spirit, and please help everybody to be able to preach your word tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.